FM 104's Switched On and Leinster driving habits have been revealed in CarZone's 2024 motoring report, which was composed of 1,000 survey responses. And we're joined by Sinead McCann. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you very much for chatting to us. So what was the goal of CarZone's survey?
So every year CarZone does their motoring report where we use our own search data and then combine that with an independent survey of 1,000 Irish motorists. So it really does give a good flavour of the kind of sentiment that's out there in the market at the moment. And we got some really interesting insights this year. And this one in particular was on Leinster driving habits, because we in Leinster tend to, there was a couple of differences between the way we drive up here. So for example, you've got the highest proportion of people in the country who have actually downsized the number of cars in their household to cut back on costs. So 27% of survey respondents had already. So basically, a lot of people are losing the second car.
I can kind of understand that, to be honest, especially if you're coming into town. It's easier just to get the bus or to cycle or to find another way sometimes.
Well, this is it, and that's providing transport options are available to you. That's why we also think that might be why it's a higher proportion in Leinster, because there's possibly better access to public transport. We definitely think hybrid working has played a part as well. I know if people are only in the office 2 or 3 days a week, then sometimes public transport can seem a little bit more palatable. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have a 2-car household where, you know, 2 people are working on opposite days, so you only need 1 car.
Exactly, because you can share it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It also came up that Leinster drivers are more likely to move to electric.
That's it, yeah. Now, so it was higher than the rest of the country. So with 60% of Leinster drivers are planning to purchase either an electric or hybrid car as their next purchase, which is huge. And that figure was quite big across the country. I think the average was about 54%, and that's up 20% on last year. So that is a really big and palpable change, and it shows a really good willingness of people to accept and embrace these new kind of alternative or lower emission means of driving.
Is that a change in the industry that we're seeing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, absolutely, yeah. The switch to EV is happening.
This is the thing. I think it's a good thing. I know there's a lot of questions around it at the moment, but it is something we're just easing into. It's still brand new. We're still learning with it, aren't we?
That's it. And education is a big thing, you know. And people, well, we can see in CarZone, people are very curious about some people need to kind of know more. And once they know more, you can see that it is. Look, it's not the perfect option for everybody. We'd never say that it's one size fits all. But certainly for the right driver, it's a good choice. Anybody looking for more information actually on the whole electric thing, we've got an electric car driving hub on CarZone.ie, which will help you figure out, you know, if it's for you and, you know, which car might be the right one.
Did you find any surprises with the report?
Again, if we look back at the Leinster drivers, we're kind of an anomaly there. Quite a low proportion of diesel car ownership, with only 43% of drivers in Leinster now driving diesel. And for comparison's sake, that is almost 60% in Ulster. So there's definitely, you know, a change there in the attitude towards, I suppose, different powertrains.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, I suppose that kind of then weighs up with the fact that we're more likely to go into EV as well. So they're swapping them out, and it's kind of obvious that they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a good sign, I suppose, that drivers here are not just willing to kind of pursue other means of alternative transport, like public transport, you know, carpooling, possibly, you know, cycling and walking. But the ones who, you know, perhaps don't have a choice but to still drive are looking at more sustainable options.
Is there anything that usually used to come up in the reports that wasn't mentioned this time or didn't come up as much?
In general, it was like, I mean, it just showed good, strong signs of recovery. As we know, like the motor industry, like most other industries over the last years, has faced some challenges between COVID and Brexit. But what we're seeing is kind of stock levels returning to normal. And there's the really positive sign is that there is good intent there to buy, you know, whether people are buying whatever means they're buying, if it's EV or diesel or petrol, there is good intent there with most people planning on buying in the next year or two.
which is really good. I only bought a car there, ooh, I want to say 3 years ago. Kind of time flies. And at the time, there wasn't many options, whereas now there seems to be more options for people, which is great.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing with the whole kind of EV and hybrid thing is a much healthier secondhand market, which is something that needed to happen, because that obviously was a big barrier for a lot of people. Not everybody can afford a brand new car. So to see, you know, the PCP deals maturing from the last 3 years, and that in turn is, you know, there's a healthier trade-in market. There's more stock there to choose from. So to be honest, it's a very, very good time to be a car buyer.
Yeah, because people had to give up their cars for us to be able to take them.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly how it works.
So it's great. And that will just keep happening, which is brilliant. If people want to find out more about the report or what you guys do, where's the best place to go?
You can go to carzone.ie. So if you need EV-specific information, we've got lots of different hubs. We've got electric hubs, we've got family hubs, or if you're actually just in the market for a car, we've got thousands to choose from Ireland's most trusted dealerships on carzone.ie.
Excellent. Sinead McCann, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you.